Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide.
Yeah, that weekend's over.
Why would you say that?
I'm kidding. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Monday. Glad to have you with us. Dana Wright. Sam Stevie the Third.
I don't know.
Excuse me?
I love that song.
Were you trying to get your voice low?
I don't know. Love that song.
I don't know.
Who picked the artist of the day? I'm happy.
I picked it. Good. And you're welcome.
Makes me happy.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was so good. I got to see the babies.
Oh?
I did.
From Iowa?
No. My babies.
Oh, your children.
Yeah.
The full-grown babies.
I thought that Chris's kid brought the baby back from Iowa.
No. You know, the whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But we grilled out. I mean, could yesterday have been more stunning?
No, could not.
We grilled out. We watched some football, which was super fun. I think most people did the same thing yesterday. Yesterday was a grill out, watch some football kind of day.
What kind of football did you watch, Dana?
We had on Tom Brady in a weird uniform I didn't recognize.
That would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep, that was odd.
And he lost.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the missing poster that I sent you? I don't even find football memes particularly funny until I saw the missing person's flyer, and it's Tom Brady crying, and it says, name Tom Brady under the big missing banner. Missing since week one.
Let me see.
Age 80. It says sex, male, kind of. It's so mean. It's so mean.
Wait a minute.
It's so mean. Missing since week one.
All right, so here it is. This is Tom Brady's missing poster. It has his birth date, which is way too old. It has him born in 1960. No. Sex, male, kinda. Race, run slow. Eyes, crying. Hair, depends on the latest trend. Weight, perfect sack weight, height, short, glasses, probably needs them, tattoos, Gronkowski's face, last seen getting his ass handed to him by the Saints.
Ding, ding, ding.
Last scene getting his ass handed to him.
So funny.
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
So, yesterday I coached a soccer game.
How'd that go?
We went well. We won 2-1.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
And on the way out there, I knew that I would be meeting this young man that Maya wants to date. Shut up.
You mean already dating?
That is exactly what that means.
I remember being that age. Here's a guy I'm considering dating, have been dating for 6 months. Continue on.
His name is Jesse.
Okay.
So I spotted him out of the corner of my eye prior to the game. Maya read me the riot act all the way to the game.
Okay.
She's like, do not embarrass me.
Yep.
He is a nice young man. I'm like,
that's what dads do.
I'm like, he's got one thing in mind, and I swear to God.
That's what dads do.
Yeah. So anyway, we're warming up on the soccer field prior to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't help but look over. I see Kelly and her son sitting on the sideline. I see St. Margaret of Shawnee. Hello, everyone. And then I see in the corner.
There he is.
Hello, redhead. Hello, Ginger. Hello.
Oh, like Prince Harry? Got a little Prince Harry in him, does he?
Hello, person that's going to ruin my life.
Oh, stop it. You've been through this before.
So I walked over to him. I had not shaken a person's hand in 6 months.
Okay.
Dana, you would be proud of me. I extended my hand.
Good.
I said, you're Jesse. He shook my hand.
Good.
I said, I'm Scott.
Firm handshake?
Firm enough.
Good.
Firm enough. I said, I'm Scott. What the hell is going on?
Nothing.
I thought it would have been a bad sign that he actually shook your hand because you're so crazy.
What?
About COVID.
I shook the man's hand.
Good.
And I said, you must be Jesse. I'm Scott. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you enjoy the game.
Good.
And I walked away. I looked over at Kelly. She gave me a thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
And I jogged back onto the field.
Good for you.
Okay.
There goes my life. There goes my future, my everything.
Okay. You break her heart. I break your face. Don't do it to me, kid.
I'm sure everything will be just fine.
Piss off. So that happened yesterday, and he seems like a very nice young man.
Yeah. Do you remember meeting the dad? I mean, you have to remember meeting the dad and being 16 or 18.
Sure, yeah. Sure I do. Petrified.
Yes, you petrified. Are always petrified.
Yeah.
So don't be that guy.
I was not.
I know
Dana,
you weren't.
Dana.
I know.
I shook his hand.
Fine.
I said, you must be Jesse. He said, yes. I said, my name is Scott. I want to thank you for coming to the game. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you enjoy the game. That's all I said. I didn't say, don't bang my daughter. You do, and I'll kill you. I didn't do any of that stuff.
Good.
He didn't bring a shotgun.
Good.
I
no.
did not.
Good Lord, no.
No, I shook his hand, and I said, enjoy the game. I'm glad you're here. And I walked away.
Good. Good for you.
Just okay.
Walk away. I had the best weekend ever. Sam, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good.
Good.
I worked the whole thing, but it was good.
All right.
Why was yours so great?
It was
weirdo?
Just because it was gorgeous out, and it was just
Where'd
one of
go?
Those great weekends. We grilled out. I played.
Sober?
Yeah-ish. I played golf yesterday off of K-10, a course I had not played in many, many years.
Oh,
had a
Smiley's?
Blast. No, had a blast doing that and then came home, saw the kids, folded Jack's laundry. That makes me happy when he's home. And
you like folding laundry?
Only now that they're gone.
Oh, you like that feeling needed
yes,
feeling.
Yes, I'll fold your laundry. Yeah, one of those.
Oh, you've got the feeling needed feeling?
Yeah, it was good.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do you have to feel needed?
Because no one wants to do laundry when they have to do laundry. I mean, no one. But when one kid comes home and they're like, I brought my laundry home, I'm like, well, I'll do your laundry.
They're going to take so much advantage of that.
I know.
So you enjoy folding laundry when they come home, but you didn't enjoy it when they were there?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Come on.
I just like being helpful.
No, you like being needed.
Yeah, maybe.
You like the feeling of being needed.
Well, doesn't everyone a little bit?
No.
I mean, outside of the weird, you know, what is it, a class five clinger? Crazy.
Stage five.
Yeah, stage five.
Stage five clinger.
Outside of that, doesn't everyone like to be needed?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just assume you do your own laundry. Make your own damn bed.
Okay, you made your daughter's bed forever.
But I don't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Are you fronting me? I'm telling you the truth. I don't make her bed anymore.
I don't make anybody's bed, including my own.
Well. 576-7798, Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
But there is one speech from high school I'll never forget. Come on in, boys, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect. That's
221, Monday afternoon. Beautiful outside.
Okay. This next topic is not political. We are going to talk this hour about vandalism because I know many of you have had this happen. And a woman named Rachel Gonzalez just posted video of the vandalism that her friend had happen in her own front yard on Twitter. And she writes, "My friend in Independence proudly displays political signs and some balloons, let's just say the big inflatables.
Like the biggins.
The big inflatables.
Okay.
She caught a man destroying her property on video. Please share. There are more pictures in the thread. And you clearly see what looks like an older white Ford Bronco with a demolished passenger side door, like it's clearly been wrecked on the passenger side door. And this guy runs up with a knife, pops the balloons in broad daylight.
It's a large political balloon.
It is a large political balloon. Mm-hmm. Runs back to the car. You can see him clear as day. He's wearing basketball athletic shorts, a t-shirt.
He looks mad.
He looks very angry. But he ran up onto her front lawn, popped these balloons, kicked over some other display. I can't tell what that is. It looks like a black cat or something. And the car takes off.
Okay.
I have heard so many people this election cycle say that their signs have been stolen. The signs have been vandalized. The signs have been replaced with other things. And my question to you is this. If you would never otherwise go up into someone else's front yard, which is a recipe for disaster, why in God's name during a contentious political year would you run up into someone's yard? This is felony vandalism. I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. He will be caught. You can see him clear as day who this is. If you know this kid, you know who this is. He looks like he's about 30, 25, 30, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, 25.
Why are people so bold and brazen now who otherwise probably would never go up onto someone else's property?
Because we are in a political theater that we have not been in since 1965. People are so angry and so frustrated. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I mean, there's a reason my mom and I love my mother, we don't talk politics at all.
Ever.
No. At all. Because it's only going to make her angry. It's only going to make me angry.
Someone wrote on Twitter, judging from the car he got out of, he shouldn't be damaging anyone's property. He can't even get his damn door fixed.
Okay.
Have you had this happen?
Do you talk politics with your parents?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. Why?
Because there's no point.
That's right. They're not going to change you.
Here's something else I would say. Here's something else I would say.
Am I right?
No one's going to change anyone's mind.
That's right.
Even if my husband did something completely different for a living, I would not put a sign in my yard.
I have a sign in my yard.
Say what it is. It doesn't matter.
I'm not going to. It is either pro certain person or anti certain person. And the other day I came home to somebody who had put a large amount of dog poop in a bag at the foot of the sign in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
And by large amount,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this wasn't one trip around the block. We're talking several days worth of dung.
So they saved it up for you.
Correct. And by several days of dung, I mean probably 3 or 4 days. And it was, by the way, I give them an A for presentation. They collected the dung and they knotted it very nicely so
yeah.
as to not stink. And they put the dung underneath the sign in my yard.
Okay.
And then they walked away. But there was a large chunk of dung in my yard.
Okay.
Underneath the sign that they apparently did not agree with. And I'm sorry that you didn't agree with it.
So, have you had this happen? And if so, with everyone, by the way, who has a Ring doorbell camera, if someone is coming into anyone's yard, you're going to be caught on tape coming into someone's yard. That's just a fact. That's how they caught this guy in Independence.
Yes.
And do you honestly think destroying someone's yard signs or balloons is going to send a message to the man? Boy, I'm going to show them. They're still going to vote, dude. Like, you've just trespassed. You are now guilty of destruction of property.
If anything, you just made sure that I'm really going to vote.
If anything, that little package of dog dung just makes you even more determined to go vote.
Correct.
Use your voice.
Correct.
I just don't get it, and I do think it's worse this year.
I'm going to anti-dung your voice, because you're a mean person.
Yeah.
576-7798, if you guys want to weigh in. I don't get it, man. I'm telling you, and we're not getting political, but I don't remember this since, like, and this was before my time.
With the trespassing!
Get off my lawn.
Well, I would just assume that is a surefire way to be shot.
Well,
because I am so, like,
I'm not going to shoot somebody who steps on my yard.
We've seen it in other communities.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
I know, but I'm just saying, I don't trust anybody enough to go up onto their front lawn, and that includes Halloween night. Not doing it! Because people are crazy.
You're crazy. Are you not going to hand out candy on Halloween?
Yeah, we'll see. It's a Saturday night.
All right.
We've kind of aged out of that.
It is a Saturday night.
We've kind of aged out.
576-7798.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
Telephone number here is 576.
Sometimes my mind plays tricks on
7798. Let's go to John in Lenexa. Hello, John. What's up, man?
Hi.
John, hello.
Hello, John. John going once.
And John is gone.
A girlfriend of mine just posted, when McCain ran, we had our yard sign stolen. And my husband made his own sign that said, Democrats stole my McCain sign. We found dog poop under the sign every single day. We also got hate mail. I'm telling you, I love your right to proudly profess your candidate. We all have the right. I think you should exercise that right.
Amen.
I would never do it. I would never do it. Because me putting, let's say I put a Biden-Harris sign in my yard, it's not going to change anyone else's mind, and it's just inviting crazy people to do what this guy in Independence did, which is trespass on my property and do something to the sign.
Well, I don't have a Biden-Harris sign in my yard. I do have a sign in my yard, which has been decorated with a large bag of dog poo.
It's kind of funny.
But it is not a Biden-Harris sign.
It's funny, but it's still trespassing.
And by the way, before somebody says, well, maybe they were just walking on your side of the street. There's only one sidewalk on that block, and it's on the other side of the street.
Yes.
There is no sidewalk on my side of the street.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a good arm.
an incredible aim.
Mm-hmm.
Then it lands right below the yard sign.
Right there
below
the yard sign.
A real Patrick Mahomes dog walker.
Every time.
He's a good throw.
So you think it's Patrick Mahomes that's walking through?
Yes, yes. Patrick Mahomes has been in Mission with that arm.
Got the same arm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, from a mile away, and it's landing on your sign.
It's not Mission.
Uh-huh. Ropo.
Thank you. Ropo. So we're here from ABC News. Really? 300,000 people are still on cruise ships?
I'm not laughing, but I am stunned.
Ashe Moatram has not set foot on land since early March. He's been stuck on an MSC cruise ship since the COVID-19 pandemic forced the cruise industry to shut down most global operations. Quoting here from Mohit Tram, quote, "For the past 6 months, we have been struggling to get back home. We feel like hostages, being far away from our family and not being on land for so long." The 28-year-old steward, so he works on the boat.
Okay.
Okay. Said he's one of a group of 103
seafarers.
Mm-hmm. Mauritian, which is to say he's from
Mauritia.
Nice try. On three different MSC ships near the port of Santos, Brazil. He said he received his last paycheck in March, and that the company told him he will only be paid 2 months of basic salary if he does not get back on board within 6 months of repatriation. Most of the people here have loans, children, family waiting at home, said Mohit Tram. But they could not do anything or send money home. Some lost their dear ones and could not reach home.
There is a union that represents crew members on ships, okay?
There are 300,000 people still on cruise ships around the world.
How in God's name are there still 300,000 stranded, number one? And number two, how is it legal to strand them? Or is it because it's international waters and there's really no law that applies? So
who's going to take them?
Sorry. Well, but here's the deal. By now, they would have had corona, gotten rid of corona, or died of corona.
Correct.
Let them off the boat. What are they waiting on?
Where are you going to put them?
I don't know. Where are they from?
Meritorious.
They're Mauritian.
Excuse me?
They're Mauritian.
From the island of Mauritia.
I don't believe that's correct.
Never heard of that place before.
Listen to this. A tired, fatigued workforce, often working 7 days a week, is a recipe for an accident and catastrophe at sea. We need to protect human life, ships, cargo, and our marine environment by getting fresh crew to these ships. Here's the deal. If you were offered a job right now to replace one of these poor SOBs that has been stranded since March on one of those ships, would you take it? No way. The good news is we have a job for you. It pays $7 an hour. The bad news is you might never see your family again.
Okay. The country is called Mauritania.
That's what I said.
Of course. That's what everybody knew. It is on the west coast of Africa. Right there.
Okay.
That's where they're from. They're Mauritian. They're from Mauritania.
Listen to a Miami-based maritime attorney. There are still thousands of people on these ships, in large part for two reasons. The ships don't want to pay for private flights, and there are still some challenges related to flying commercially. Morale is extremely low. There have been a number of suicides, a number of hunger strikes. It is a terrible situation for these crew members. This is a class of workers who pre-COVID had very little bargaining power. So imagine now during a pandemic when they are trapped on these ships literally thousands of miles away from home. Oh, Scott, the anxiety.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you kidding me?
You think, and you've said this before, oh, strand me on a cruise ship tomorrow. No. It sounds fun to be stranded on a cruise ship for 1 week, two, and then you would be climbing the walls like a rat in a cage to get off of that thing.
Mm-mm.
Yes, well, you would. In a 3 foot by 5 foot underground room. These people are not staying in suites on the top floor.
Might as well. Nobody else is on there.
I guarantee you they are below grade. They are below.
And I'm not allowed to come up? I'm not allowed to look at the ocean all day. Not allowed to eat lobster and shrimp.
I think that you are painting a picture of someone who has been on a cruise as a paying vacationer.
Why don't they take them back to Mauritania?
Well, I'm guessing that's a really long way. And as the attorney suggested in the ABC story, they don't want to pay for commercial flights for all of these people to get back home.
You don't need to. We're on a ship. Let's go back to Mauritania.
People love inexpensive cruises when they get to go around the world, but there is a dark underbelly to the industry, which is a subclass of workers who are routinely mistreated and taken advantage of. That's why cruise ships have been referred to as floating sweatshops, and I think it's a fair comparison.
Okay. Take me back to Mauritania and let me off the boat. Thank you.
They clearly are not doing that, though, Scott. Or they would not. 300,000 people wouldn't be stranded.
Why are they not?
There is a class action lawsuit to try to get these workers home.
Okay.
I cannot believe there are still 300 people out there stranded.
Well, they're all workers, I would assume.
That's terrible.
576-7798, 576-7798.
Whoo!
Let's see what else we got. Oh, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
God, here we go. If the proposition passes, San Francisco would become the first large city to give 16 and 17-year-olds the right to vote in local elections. San Francisco residents will cast ballots in November to determine not just who should be in the White House, but also whether 16 and 17-year-olds should be allowed to vote in local elections, not national, by the way. A similar measure introduced in 2016 narrowly failed with 48% of the vote, but local activists and organizers are confident it will pass this time. Says Crystal Chan, 18 years old, organizer of Vote 16 SF, quote, "I really think that Vote 16 will help youth of color in San Francisco establish the habit of voting at an earlier age and really provide them with the support and the resources that they need to continue building on that habit as they grow older. If the proposition passes, San Francisco would become the first major American city to give 16 and 17-year-olds the right to vote in municipal elections. But the question remains, what would be improved by lowering the voting age by 2 years?" Dana Wright.
Why would you allow them to vote in the local elections and not allow them to vote in a presidential election?
The Constitution.
Why not change it? If it's so important to get them voting earlier?
Well, changing the Constitution is not easy.
Well, it could be done.
Highly unlikely.
Is it two-thirds majority?
Two-thirds of the Senate, three-quarters of the states.
And in the current political climate,
good luck.
Yeah.
Most people are going to say, especially with the national election, that the 16-year-old vote is just going to be an extra vote for mom and dad. Not exclusively.
Maybe.
But most people would say it's just going to be an extra vote from the kids.
You're not going, if you're talking about changing the Constitution, forget about it.
Okay.
You need two-thirds of the Senate, three-quarters of the states. That's not going to happen. Those days are gone. They're gone. So the only way that a 16-year-old could vote would be at the municipal level. But why?
Do you honestly think most 16-year-olds are going to vote at the municipal level?
They will if mom and dad tell them to.
What was the last percentage of voting in the city for, say, like Lenexa, Overland Park? We can look at Kansas City, Missouri. Those are among, especially in the primary, some of the lowest attended elections. Would you agree?
So you want me to look up 18 to 24, maybe?
Yeah, if there's like a bond, if there's a bond issue or a school board election.
Let's do 2018.
From what I was hearing when I was in high school recently, They don't want to vote and they don't care. And there's nothing on the ballot that they probably
you would have
know
to
about.
Really be paying attention to the news. I just don't. I would love to think that 16-year-olds would rush out and cast their ballot.
They
adults
would only,
don't.
They would only rush out and cast their ballot if mom and dad told them to.
Or took them to.
Correct.
Great point. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
1980. Jacob in Platte City. Hello, Jacob.
Well, Scott, I actually called to challenge you on the cruise ship, but Dana made my brain go squirrel for a minute.
Happens every day, brother.
Oh, yeah. So, before I get in on you, I was talking with Jamie and Nivens there earlier, and I said the same exact thing to them, that it would be an extra vote for the parents.
Yep.
It would be what?
An extra vote for the parents.
Okay.
That the parents will persuade them to vote whatever way they want.
Okay.
But as far as the cruise ship goes, I highly doubt that it's all lobster and peaches and hot tubs.
I don't think it's lobster or peaches or hot tubs. Actually, you are correct, Jacob.
Yeah, because if it's just the employees that are left on board, they're probably shipping them out. Whatever bare necessities they need to survive.
Yep.
Well, but to Dana's point earlier, and Dana, I thought you actually made a really good point. They've been on this cruise ship. They have been, in essence, quarantined, correct?
Yeah.
They have not gotten coronavirus.
Or they have.
And they have recovered. Why can you not drop them off somewhere? It's not like there are people coming on the
but
ship.
Drop them off where? So let's
Mauritania.
Say, but let's say, Scott, they're cruising around south of Miami somewhere. Okay, whatever. You have to find a port that will accept all of these workers. And my guess is most of the ports are saying, "Yeah, no, we do not want 6,000, you know, COVID suspect people dumped in our town."
But they're not COVID suspect.
I know.
They've been on there for 6 months.
I agree. Then once they come into port, how are you going to get them home? Some of them are from South Africa. Some of them are probably from Spain, Italy. That's the problem. The cruise ships are saying, are we now on the hook for getting everybody home?
You're floating around the Atlantic. Why don't you just take them home?
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
Let's go to Monty. It's been a long time, my friend. Hello,
hey,
Monty.
Scott, I want to correct you on the constitutional issue.
Okay.
There is nothing in the Constitution that forbids a state setting a minimum age to vote below 18. There is the 26th Amendment that says they can't set it anywhere above 18. So if, for instance, you know, if California wants to lower their age to 16, they could do that. But they'd have to do it statewide if it's for either for a statewide vote for... For instance, the office of elector to elect the president is a statewide office, so it's not something a city could do, but a state could absolutely do that. Whether they should do it or not is another question. My opinion is that since if you're under 18, you're not competent to enter into contracts, then how are you competent to elect the people to decide what the rest of us are allowed to
do? Sure.
You know, as the song goes... He can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he'll run mine, sunshine.
Yeah.
So, wait, your argument is, let me make sure I understand this.
The legal argument is...
Monty, hang on, wait. Monty, I haven't even asked my question yet. Okay. Hang on. Your argument is that the 26th Amendment does not forbid you from lowering the age.
It is very clear. It says the right of the citizens of the United States who are 18 years of age or older to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of age. There's not a word that says they can't lower it beneath 18 if they wanted to. I just don't think they should. I think it'd be a really bad idea to lower the age for people that we have already deemed are not competent to run their own lives. You know, you're not old enough to get a drink at a bar. You're not old enough to go on a casino and gamble. You're not old enough to smoke a cigarette, but you're old enough to make the laws for all the rest of us. That makes no sense.
That is a great point, Monty, and I will concede that that was a well thought out point in argument.
But I guess you need me to tie this up with a nice.
Well, here's Monty. What I was going to ask is, do you know what one person out of 330 million people would want to lower the voting age to 16? Well,
probably because he thinks that these kids would vote Democrat. That would be Bloomberg.
Justin in Raytown. Hello, Justin.
Monty's kind of grown on me. It's taken 9 years. Hi, Justin.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, good.
We're well.
I remember a long time ago, back in the day, it was Tuesday, I used to say, man, I wish more people were involved in politics. Man, I've never been so wrong. there's no reason I can think of that a 16 or 17-year-old should be allowed to vote. The majority of Americans get most of their voting information from Facebook memes and rhetoric. What makes me think that a 16 or 17-year-old isn't going to do the same, if not worse?
No, I would agree with you on that one.
I mean... Maybe instead of allowing them to vote, maybe we spend some money on, whether it's, you know, money from the local areas or nonprofits, explaining to them why it's important to vote, how to vote. Everybody wants to change government from the top down, but real change comes from the bottom up.
Amen, Justin.
Justin, so that's what I got.
Be well, my friend. Great call.
I will.
Do you think we will see more younger people voting? And by younger people, I mean 18 to 21, 22, this election cycle. And if so, do you think all of the young NFL players like Patrick Mahomes wearing the shirt that says vote will drive people to the polls?
Yes.
I think it will. I would like to hope it would in droves. I don't know that we'll see it, the needle move that much, but I think it will help. It can't hurt.
News is next. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. At KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.